First half was a case of the jitters, I think. It's a big game for us. A lot of guys have been pushed up two, three positions as far as in the rotation. So, you know, they had a lot more on their shoulders. I think it was kind of got to them in the beginning. They weren't used to that kind of level of responsibility so early in the game without it being in the flow already. So we came out the gate really slow and just played kind of passive. So it was good to see second half. We picked it up and players stepped up.
And what a comeback to come back from 20 points down at one point to then go into the second leg just trailing by two.
Yeah, I mean, it's with this kind of game, it's either two up, two down is really much of a much. There's not much of a difference, kind of. As long as you're there, thereabouts, that's fine. So, you know, I'm happy. And I knew just being in this kind of range one way or another would be a great, great job for us considering all the guys we have down. So hopefully we can strengthen up a little bit by the next game.
Is it a testament to the attitude of these guys, the never-say-die attitude?
Yeah, I think we, you know, really believe in ourselves, believe in one another, and I think we have a bunch of guys that probably don't get the recognition they should just because of, you know, for whatever reason, but they're talented guys, and some of the British guys are definitely overlooked.
Take me back to that first and second period. How did you see it?
We just came out flat. They definitely came out to start the game strong. They hit some shots. Our rotations were off. A lot of open looks from some of the best shooters. So that hurt us. And offensively, we overpassed, we overthunk, and it just showed up on the scoreboard.
And the free throws and missed shots as well. Just a lack of offense in general.
Yeah, I think it just snowballed. We had guys that, like I said, weren't used to stepping into a game from the jump and being key guys that have to make plays, and it showed in that first half.
When you go into halftime, 18 points down, what do you say to the guys at that point to GM up for the second half?
There's a lot of things I said. Most I can't repeat, really. But for the most part, it was just getting guys to believe in themselves and play with confidence and don't play scared, because how they're playing now, they're going to lose. So you might as well do something different, because it's not going to make a difference in the result. It's either going to be a loss or we have a chance. So
at that point, is it just a case of damage limitation?
Yeah, either way, you know, when you win by 10, lose by 10, it's still, you know, two legs. It's always tricky. So I just wanted to get it close. I told them all game, don't worry about it, don't panic. Just get it within two or four, or win by two, four. Either way, we're in good position.
And then what a fourth quarter.
Yeah. Defensively, much stronger. Rotations were there. Guys made reads. We rebounded a lot better. And, you know, I think our energy kind of took the wind out of them a little bit.
And to only allow one basket, I think it was a three-pointer in that fourth period as well. Defense really stepped up.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we held a team under 70 points, especially a team like Worcester, who one of the top teams scoring the ball. You know, usually you put up 90, 100 points. So, you know, I was very happy with that.
Obviously, you're without Jeremy Simmons and Demetrius Jemison tonight. Do you think you missed them tonight?
Yes. Depth, we know we're lacking a little bit of our rotation, and we're kind of smaller than we usually are. But, you know, everyone played big. You know, Zach, Colin, those guys got rebounds. They dug in. And, you know, we definitely would miss them. But we're doing well without them, too.
What's the latest with Demetrius and that ankle injury?
Good. He's coming back. He's getting for full fitness. So he just needed to stay off it for a little bit. And Jeremy's wrist is going to be out for another week or so. Well, Jeremy's still now. He's just waiting. He has to go back to the doctor and see if it needs to be come off or what. But maybe a week or five, six days.
And is Sunday too soon for D?
No, hopefully he'll be suited up Sunday.
Going into the second leg, do you feel like you've got the momentum going into that tie with the way this game finished?
It's hard to say. We have some momentum, but we also play them at their gym, so they'll be a lot more confident. They'll have something to prove. I know they feel like they let themselves down this half, so I'm sure they'll come out with the proper energy. So we do have momentum technically, but I think it's not going to be much of a huge advantage for us going into their gym.
What has to change going into that game? Because as you said, playing in their gym, tough place to go.
Yeah, we got to start the game a lot better. We got to get stops and rebound the ball.
And then obviously you've got the game against Durham on Sunday. Is it good to have a break in the trophy to play them?
Usually I'd rather just play them both back to back, but you know, I don't think I've done this before, so we'll see how it goes. We have a break tomorrow, and then we got a couple days off before the next game, so the guys should be able to get enough rest. So this time of year, players probably rather play games than practice anyways.
That's a big game when you look at the context of the league, and obviously games in hand as well.
Yeah, it's been a tough week. You know, we've a couple weeks. Every game's been big, and it's one game difference in there and moving up and down the table. So, and Durham's a team that definitely, in their gym, is beating a lot of good teams. So we got to make sure we're on our A game.
I was going to say, what do you make of Durham as a team? Because I think they've been a little bit inconsistent of late.
I think they've kind of suffered from injuries. I think they don't have a team where guys go down, and you know they kind of have a small core of guys, especially big. So their big guys been injured, so that's definitely hurt them in the past. So it's kind of hampered them in the paint and rebounding. But you know, when they're healthy and fit, and they have that rebounding aspect, they're tough. So you know, they shoot the ball well, and they're good at moving the ball.